Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House has been busy this year looking at problems that crime victims face in Pennsylvania. I understand that there is a package of bills to help people out who unfortunately are caught in these circumstances.
Yes, indeed. And as a former crime victim myself of identity theft many, many years ago, and having written three new identity theft laws, I'm very encouraged by the new pieces of legislation that are moving forward. House Bill 2382 would authorize the state to intercept convicted criminals' state income tax returns if they owe delinquent restitution or court fees. If the criminal owes money for alimony, child support, or a related obligation, that amount would be deducted first, with restitution as a second priority. House Bill 2383 would allow voluntary automatic withdrawals from a bank account to pay restitution costs and fines. It also would authorize involuntary wage attachment at sentencing to satisfy those obligations. The bill would also prohibit employers from discriminating against employees as a result of an order for wage attachment. Another bill, House Bill 2384, would require each county to establish a collections enforcement unit or contract with a private collection agency to pursue delinquent funds. And House Bill 2385 would allow for restitution fees, fines, and costs owed by the defendant to be taken out of the cash money used for bail. And lastly, House Bill 2386 would allow for garnishment of an inmate's personal accounts for up to 25% of wages earned in prison, as well as up to 75% of all deposits made into the inmate's personal accounts. All five bills are awaiting consideration in the House Rules Committee, for which I am a member, and I will enthusiastically look forward to voting in favor of those pieces of legislation.
And of course, as we move into the fall, it's going to be high school sports season in Pennsylvania. And I understand there's a couple of pieces of legislation that have recently been signed into law that will help to make it a little safer in terms of students' health when they're participating in scholastic sports. What's going on here?
Yes, with the fall sports season getting underway soon, students, parents, and coaches should be aware of two recent state laws aimed at protecting student athletes. Act 59 of 2012 raises awareness about the dangers of sudden cardiac arrest by requiring coaches and parents to complete an online training program to learn how to identify symptoms. Under the law, student athletes must be removed from practices or games if they display symptoms, and they cannot return to play until cleared to do so by a medical professional. Similarly, Act 101 of 2011 will require the removal from play of a student athlete who shows symptoms of a concussion, such as confusion, headache, nausea, blurred vision, or memory loss. Parents and their student athletes are required to sign a concussion awareness sheet annually before the student is allowed to participate in a sport, and coaches of those sports must complete a concussion certification course each year. As chairman of the Health Committee, I think these are some great ideas and new laws to help protect student athletes throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And it's fair season in Pennsylvania, and I know that the Tioga County Fair is underway this week, and you've been down to the fairgrounds at Whitneyville a couple of times, including a trip to recognize a local individual for his involvement in promotion of this successful local event.
Yes, indeed. I've been up to the fair a few times this week, and last evening had the opportunity to present an award with the Secretary of Agriculture to a gentleman, Kevin Hotelling, who received the Outstanding Fair Ambassador Award for 2014. Kevin devotes his time in his leadership position as the past president, vice president, actually lives at the fair out of his trailer during the whole week, and really works at the fair all year round to keep it up and to make it presentable and user-friendly to all the visitors. So hats off to Kevin Hotelling for his outstanding volunteerism and dedicated service, all of which is provided free and without which the fair would not be what it is today. So congratulations, Kevin Hotelling, on receiving the Outstanding Fair Ambassador Award from Secretary of Agriculture. A great honor and great example to others to emulate.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matt Baker.